what do you call a flat piece of stone to sharpen knives or something with? You know, you just have a little stone and you rub your knife blade on. What do you call that?
I call it grinding rock. I mean, I call it a rock.
Grinding rock?
Yeah.
All right. What do you call a bed on a floor? That is a bed that you just put the bed clothes out on the floor and a pillow and the blanket and maybe something underneath the person. What do you call that?
We got one right there.
Has a little mattress. No, not a sofa bed. That's a nice bed.
Well, you got a mattress, pull that thing out and the mattress on it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what happened. What if you just didn't have a mattress and you just put down a little bit of padding on the floor and, you know, something like that? Do you have a word for a bed that you'd make out like that?
Let me stop and stir now. Thank you, really.
If you don't have a word for it, that's all right.
I got no word for it.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley? That is, you know, the mountains come down, and down there there's a river running through it. And what's that ground or land that's around the river itself? It's real low. It's much below other parts of the mountains.
Well, the government owned that, don't it?
Yeah, but what do you call it?
I call it Fort Man. I call it Holler Creek.
No, now not a specific name, but just any name for any kind of land like that.
I go to Holler Creek.
Well, do you ever use the word term bottom land?
Yeah, I used to work there. Are you?
Where is that?
Right down. Well, across the creek.
Is that what you? Is that a name of a place?
Oh, see, I worked in Rockford. I don't know what the name of the place is.
But you call that place because it was down in a valley. You call it bottom land, or?
Yeah, bottom land.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Bottom land.
What do you call a road that's paved with concrete?
Paved with concrete?
Yeah.
I even worked on that, you see, the Chandler Highway, going up to Utah, it's paved with concrete.
Well, what do you call that? What kind of a road is that?
Full living.
Well, no, what kind of a road is that?
Kind of road.
Yeah, what do you call that kind of a road? If you hadn't made it, and if it weren't Highway 411, but there was still one around, what kind of a road would that be?
Before that?
No, if just any road paved with concrete, what do you call it?
I call it a blacktop.
A blacktop road?
That's right. Just that plastic one.
Now, is that a concrete? If it's made out of concrete, you call it a blacktop?
Nah, see, the concrete going up Utah, but the black road is only the short ways.
Well, what do you call it? Do you call it a concrete road or a cement road?
I don't know. Concrete going at Utah, because they got them blacktops.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you call a ditch by the side of a road? That, you know, they dig the ditch in there to let the water run off into it. What do you call that kind of a ditch? That's just, you know, they dig it in by the side of a road so that the water will drain off of it. What do you call that? Any special name for that?
A drain.
All right. That sounds pretty good.
Not good. I got my chairman. They got me got myself.
What do you call a worthless dog? Now, not a nice one like this one, but a dog that just isn't worth a darn. He just does nothing but eat and doesn't work and not much good as a pet even. What kind of a dog is that? Just any old scroungy dog that you see around.
See, I used to be a hunter. I let the hounds, you know, treats and pops them. That ain't no good. That's my daughter's dog, but he's a dog, you know. He's a dog.
What do you call one that's not worth a darn, though?